Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. Sonny Ship will be along in just a minute, but we are coming to you with another edition of the podcast, mainly because LSU picked up another transfer to arrive on campus this summer, and that is Georgia transfer defensive back Major Burns, a Baton Rouge native, a Madison Prep product right down the road from LSU. And after spending a year on campus at Georgia, he finished up classes, entered the transfer portal, and it was apparent right when he entered the portal, he was probably trying to go closer to home. And that's exactly what he did, as he announced that he committed to LSU, and the Tigers announced a signing Tuesday afternoon. So bringing in Sonny Ship now to talk about this. Sonny, Major Burns is 6'2", 190-pound safety, a top 247 member coming out of Madison Prep, somebody that LSU had committed and, you know, parted ways late in the process, and he ends up signing with Georgia, enrolling at Georgia. This is a big pickup for this safety room overall, and, you know, in a long-winded way, Major Burns does, in fact, end up suiting up for the purple and gold.
Yeah, it definitely shores up the safety room, and that was a – especially after Mo Hampton announced that he was entering the transfer portal. All of a sudden, now you look at the safety room, and you've got Jay Ward, who moved over from his nickel position, and he looks like he's got one of the starting spots nailed down heading into summer workouts, along with Todd Harris. And now all of a sudden, you've got Derek Davis Jr., Jordan Tolles, Cameron Lewis, Major Burns, Sage Ryan, Matthew Langlois. You don't have a lot of experience at the safety position, but now you've got four deep. You know, you can go four deep. You've got eight safeties on scholarship, and that's what you really want. You know, you really want to be able to, I think when it comes to roster management, you want to be able to complete a position with each class, and getting Major Burns in really allows LSU to do that now. Now it's a matter of Durante Jones grooming those young guys, getting those young guys ready to play football for when they go to go out to California and face UCLA that first Saturday in September.
And it's worth noting that the SEC is going to review its transfer policy in the conference. So there's a chance Major Burns, and things kind of are trending that way, that he's going to be able to play right away with the one-time transfer rule being approved nationally by the NCAA, and then the SEC trending towards allowing interconference transfers, which is going to be very, very interesting to follow over the years to come if that does get pushed through in June. And so I guess if Major Burns is able to suit up against UCLA week one, you've got Jay Ward back there who made the move over from cornerback. And it's kind of interesting that he did that because Major Burns was recruited by some schools as a corner, ends up at safety. And so he's going to factor into that competition. Todd Harris was a little nicked up in spring ball. You mentioned all the guys that are coming in and are at the position already. So it's a little bit of a crowded room in a way, but I guess what are your early expectations for Major Burns when he does get eligible and, you know, let's assume that he's ready to play week one against UCLA.
Well, I think in the short term, I think Major Burns is a guy that you look at as a potential backup for Cordell Flott at the nickel position, someone who could possibly slide over into the dime position when you go to six defensive backs. I don't think that he's going to push Jay Ward or Todd Harris, barring injury. But you do have to feel like that, you know, he's got a year at Georgia. He's got a year in the weight room where he's gotten bigger, he's gotten stronger. And so I think that he's probably right up there in that same range as Sage Ryan as far as guys who could, you know, come in and could, you know, and could make an impact in this 2021 season. Hopefully LSU will not need him to make much of an impact. I think you could see him on special teams. You could see him in some capacity. But one thing that is, you know, that is interesting to note is, you know, last season didn't count. So really he's got 5 years to play for. So he could even come in and he could redshirt this year. You don't really know how they're going to work that out, but I think over the summer and into fall camp, you'll start to get a feeling for that when they see where these young safeties like Derek Davis Jr., Sage Ryan, Matthew Langlois, you see where they are in terms of their development and how quickly, you know, how quickly they could see the field.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, not needing him right away. And I see that part of it too, with the veteran Todd Harris and the way Jay Ward has played at safety in spring. And just from talking with people even way after the fact now with spring ball over, I mean, the buzz is real, I think, with Jay Ward. And so I think he's got a spot locked in there. Where does Sage Ryan play? Can he push at the nickel? Will he see time as a backup corner? Will he get on the field right away at safety? You know, it's going to be interesting in fall camp to see all these pieces fit together as LSU breaks in this new defense. I think for me, Major Burns is going to factor in right away in some capacity in the rotation. You know, I don't think you can necessarily count on Todd Harris. Derek Davis Jr. has a ways to go in coverage skills. Jordan Tolles was kind of overtaken a bit in spring ball. By him, you know, and they moved Jay Ward. So they had a need. So I think Major Burns is going to, in some way, see the field in defensive snaps. I think his aggressiveness, you mentioned him being at Georgia already. He's had a chance to put on weight. I think when you look at this safety room long-term, you've got to love where it stands, especially if they can, let's say, pick up one more, you know, elite safety in the 2022 recruiting class, really round out that room for the future. Because with Jay Ward being young, Major Burns being young, that you've got Jordan Tolles, Derek Davis Jr., you've got Sage Ryan, Matthew Langlois, all those guys coming in, this room is set up for years to come, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's in so much better of a spot than I anticipated being at. You know, once we started looking ahead to this 2021 season, certainly, you know, we didn't foresee, though we talked about how Jay Ward could be a guy they could potentially look at safety. You know, we didn't think that, you know, that was necessarily going to happen. And then it did. And now all of a sudden you bring in Major Burns. So now basically, you know, when you look at this 2021 signing class, it's basically a four safety class. You know, you've got Sage Ryan, Matthew Langlois, Derek Davis Jr., and now you have Major Burns in there as well. And so, you know, normally I'm not a big proponent at all of signing big signing classes to where, you know, you really oversign at a position. And what I mean by that is, you know, I don't like two quarterback classes. I don't like seven-man defensive line class. I don't like taking five linebackers in a class. Don't like taking six, you know, three or four safeties, three or four cornerbacks, because I feel like that's a recipe for one of those numbers being eliminated with the transfer portal and how quickly guys want to get on the field now. But the one thing that I do like with, you know, with this four-man safety class is that three of them are from Louisiana. One of them has already transferred back into Louisiana from home. And, you know, and with Derek Davis Jr. being in a position to where he was already here for the spring, I think he's a guy who's definitely going to see the field in some capacity this season. I'm not as worried about the safety room. You know, taking a big hit because, you know, you've got Todd Harris, who's going to be a senior and he could come back for another year. Cam Lewis, you know, he's a guy who could, you know, he could be what they call a, you know, quote unquote super senior next year. And so I'm not as concerned about that potential attrition as I normally would be in taking a four-man safety class. But, you know, the thing that I really like about Major Burns is that he played cornerback in high school, so we know he's got cover skills. We've seen him at camps. We've seen him in situations and in settings where you can really get a good feel for a prospect. You know, when you go to 7-on-7, when you go to camps and you see the cornerbacks and the receivers going at one another, you kind of get a really good feel for, okay, how his hips are, his coverage ability. You don't see a lot as far as in terms of contact, but the little bit of, you know, the little bit of physical nature that we did see from Burns, he didn't mind mixing it up. I do think that he's a guy who still needs to put on another 10, another 15 pounds, because the question that I have with him is the same question that I have with Jay Ward right now, is run support. How is he going to be in run support? You know, I'm not worried about him sticking his hat in there and wanting to get physical, but I am a little concerned about the technical side of it, of relying on that strength, relying on the, you know, on that physical side of the game, where I think he needs to catch that up to his coverage abilities.
Yeah, it makes sense. Still a young prospect, still developing physically, can get with Tommy Moffitt, put on some more weight, and that makes sense. I mean, the thing you mentioned that I thought was great there was the camps and the competitiveness. And I saw him in multiple game settings as well. I mean, he's one of the more competitive guys out there, really brings the wood, wants that physical nature to be a part of his game, the aggressiveness. So, yeah, if he adds that weight, that'll only help him. But Gabe Brooks put it well when he, you know, got, you know, wrote up his evaluation on him very early in his recruiting process. And it's this: oozes swagger and confidence. And I couldn't have put it better myself watching him come up as a prospect. He was somebody that really early on, especially with his name, Major Burns, was noticed early on in the process, even before he really blew up. And once he did, you know, it was on, and that confidence, you know, shined. He ended up rising into the top 247. And now that he's at LSU, he's got a chance to really make a name for himself on a national stage in his home state of Louisiana. Happy for Major Burns to get back to Louisiana, get back to Baton Rouge. He's going to have a big impact on how this safety room turns out over the next few years. And we're excited to cover him because obviously looked like we were going to, and then he ends up at Georgia. Now he's at LSU, where he'll shore up the safety room. So Major Burns, he'll arrive this summer. Summer workouts begin next week with the freshmen arriving on Saturday. So we'll be sure to catch you guys up on the latest buzz and tidbits on go247.com. Feel free to try Go247 for just $1 for your first month. And we also have a little special coming your way next week. So look for that if you're thinking about subscribing to go247.com. For Sonny Ship, I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Go247 podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and follow the Go247 podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Hope everybody has a great rest of the week, and thanks for listening.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick Six, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick Six has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick Six is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.